This podcast is brought to you by Fingertip Productions. Hello everybody, this is Jürgen again from Sweden, coming to you with the second edition about this life story I'm going to tell you about. Well, first of all, I want to thank you all for the good feedback I got there. I really appreciate it. And today I'm not recording on the Edirol R09. Oh no, I'm just recording with the SoundForge editing program. So let's get started. Yes, I was talking about Mallorca in this first edition of this live story and music sharing podcast that I'm gonna do for you today. This is the part two of it. So I would like to share with you some of the recordings I did when I was in Cyprus. I have some recordings from Mallorca 2002 as well, and I was recording them with my Minidisc. I was using a Sharp Minidisc at the moment. So I will bring you some good songs, which I really would like to share with you. This is live recordings, and it will start with a little bit of a Beatles song. Everything is recorded live, so please excuse me with the quality. I was using my binaural mics, my first one, which is my OKM binaural mics I was using. So without any further ado, let's get started.
I'm ready.
Oh yes, there was a little bit of Beatles for you there. Love Me Do, live recorded on Mallorca in Alcudia at a bar called Woody Woodpecker. There is another friend of mine called Bjorn Lindström. He and his mother introduced me to that bar in 1999 when I was there with my friend Henrik, as I told you about before. Well, the hotel we were living there at the moment in 2002 was called Viva Blue Star. Viva Blue Star, was it called? maybe I was saying the wrong name of the hotel in 2002, but it was called Viva Sunrise in 1999. So that is a correction that I want to do right now. And not far away from our hotel, I think it was about 2 feet or so, or 2 meters. I don't know exactly, because I don't remember so much the distances between the hotel and the bar that we were visiting. It was called Cheers Bar Number 2. And I did some recordings from there as well. And I will bring you Lionel Richie's Hello from there. So I will talk to you a little bit more about these recordings after this song. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm ready. Hello, everybody. How are you today? Are you fine?
Okay, folks, that was another recording from Mallorca called Hello by Len Ritchie from the beginning. And that was recorded on Cheers Bar 2 in Alcudia, which is a very nice place. I haven't been there for about 8 years. Last time I was there was 2002, as I have mentioned before. But before I forget it, I would like to give you my contact info if you would like to give me comments about the podcast and other stuff. And if you have any questions about music and my life in general, my email address is Hanson, Hanson, dot Jogge at spray.se. That's my regular email address. If you want to Skype me, it's DJ Tropical. That's all in one word. DJ TROPICAL 4532. That's my Skype ID. And there you have it, my contact info. So feel free if you have any question about my music and my life in general. Well, I've been recording lots of live recordings from both Mallorca and Cyprus. Let's get on to Cyprus now and hear some hippie shake. I was there with Henrik 1997, 98 and 2000. In 2001 and 2002, I was with two other friends, David, or David, as I mentioned before, and another one called Mats Nilsson. And it's the recording from 2002 I would like to share with you. It's the hippie shake, and it was recorded on Seahorse Bar. I have some more recordings from that place as well. But I don't know where they have gone right now. Maybe they have crashed in another hard drive crash. Well, alright. We'll talk a little bit more later on. So, without any further ado, let's go!
Right, you guys, listen up. Now, it's not enough that you guys, not really getting your requests up, but this guy is going to sing us a song. And he's a great singer, and he can't see a thing. He can't see a thing, and he's still going to sing for us, which is more than you guys are doing. So what about showing our appreciation? Sing for us, hippie hippie shake. Let's give it up for Jürgen! Come on!
Please, for Tommy. Oh, goodness sake!
A little bit of wonderful music there again. Some live recordings again from Cyprus, Seahorse Bar, 2002. It was Hippie Shake, and you could even hear some audience singing with me, and you even heard me play some harmonica there at the guitar break. In this year, in October, from the 12th to 19th of October this year, I will go back to Cyprus again and see if I can do some more karaoke bar recordings for anyone who is going to be listening. Actually, I wrote a song called Happy, which is the track 7 on my album, which I will bring with you after this chattering. This song has a true story, and it's about the Zero's Bar, and I was meeting a girl there called Elena. I know that I have mentioned this before on this previous podcast, but I didn't play the song for you. But this time, I will do that for you. This song is a very beautiful song. It brings a lot of memories. I think it was in 2002 when I was working with my guide Mats in the night. I think the moon was shining bright, or it was feeling like that the moon was shining bright, because it was a quiet night. You can hear the cicadas sounding like, well, maybe you know how it sounds. Maybe it was the crickets singing, or the cicadas. I don't know what it's called in English, but this story brings me a lot of memories. I cannot tell you anymore, so I will play it for you. Last night I was walking down the street with a smile on my face. I was as happy as a guy can be. Everything was wonderful and the moon was shining bright. I was thinking about you, all the memories that we shared together. Happy, you make me feel so happy, every kind of way. Happy, you make me feel so happy, every night and day. To hang around, the spirit was there, I could feel it everywhere. I want to bring it back, and I want to have you here. Why did you go away? I need you here, you're near. You were the sunshine on a rainy day. Baby, please come back and stay. Happy, you make me feel so happy, every kind of way. Every night and day, you make me laugh when I wanna cry. You make me smile when I just Ah, yes, wasn't it beautiful, that little happy song? I actually enjoyed writing it, and the story is absolutely true. Yes, it is. Maybe I will meet that girl again, maybe not, who knows? There were some things I would like to share with you a little bit about these recordings there you heard, those live recordings. First of all, I'd like to say the happy song was not live recorded. It was recording in my studio here. Actually, for anybody curious which microphone I'm using, I'm talking through an Shure SM58 microphone with a on and off switch, which is a very good microphone. I'm using that for my radio shows also. You can check out my shows at ACB Radio Interactive. I'm gonna have a show at 1600 Universal. And I also have a show every Tuesday at the ACB Radio Interactive at 11 to 13 Universal. This Wednesday show is about 3 hours, from 16 to 1900 Universal. I also have another show every Friday on another station called The Global Voice. It's called The Fingertip Show, where I'm playing very much variety of music, and even my own music, and so on. I was going to say something about these live recordings. I was taking the subject away there for a bit. A very good thing, which I like very much, and I know, or actually I don't know, how many of you blind musicians out there are really loving this when the DJs are presenting you in a live situation where you're going to do some recordings or performance on a karaoke bar, like, well, please give it up for blah blah blah, and please give a big round of applause for blah blah blah, and so on. That is very great to hear, because when you're hearing that, aren't you feeling that, wow, it's my turn to get up on stage and show them what you got? Yes, it is. In my opinion, it is a very good appreciation, and I like when the audience are clapping and cheering at me. That brings me a lot of experience, and it makes me feel good. So that was all I'm gonna say about that stuff. And that brings me to another topic of this musical memory live story. I would like to tell you a little bit about a memory I have from 2004, when I was doing a song, one of my own songs, at a talent show which a radio station is presenting and providing. It's called Artist in Borås. Borås is a town which is about 10 Swedish miles from here. I don't know exactly, because as I mentioned before, I'm not so good at distances and mathematic things and stuff like that. So, but it was a very good experience, and that was making me feel very, very good, and it was so funny. I was singing my song Getting Through, which is the track number 3 on this album. So I was like feeling like, wow, it's my turn to show them. Well, so they say like this: in the 22nd of July, he was charming this jury with this song called Getting Through. Welcome, Jørgen Hansen. And I was like, wow. I was a little bit nervous, but who is not nervous at the talent show? And I even played the harmonica on that one. And there was a band accompanying me. Yes, I have a band behind me. And that was the actual radio band called 102.9. I think it was called so. I don't know exactly, but it was very funny. And they were very nice musicians, and they played my song exactly as I wanted it. I don't have any live recordings of Getting Through right here, but I will bring you that recording another time. Okay, folks, I think this is going to be the end of this part of this memory story and life story. You just heard part 2 of it, and I will bring you and end with the song which I would like to share with you. And this song is the track 8 from this album, Shadows of Me. And it's called, in Swedish, Jag älskar dig. In English, it means I love you, or I love you just the way you are. Well, no, this is not the Billy Joel song. It's a very special one that Henrik and I wrote in 94, if I remember correctly. So, without any further ado, I say goodbye with this one. So, see you next time. Bye-bye from Sweden. Jörgen Hansson is saying bye-bye.
Och jag har alltid försökt att nå dem. Jag har alltid velat vara perfekt. Så kom du och vände upp och ner på allt som jag trott var riktigt och sant. Och du sa något som vände mig och som jag aldrig ska glömma igen. Jag älskar dig precis som du är. Jag älskar dig precis som du är. När du är nära är jag ständigt berusad. Att ha dig i min famn gör mig lycklig och glad. Och jag kan inte precisera vad det är. Jag vill bara ha dig här. Det är en enkel sång till dig som handlar om vad du sa till mig. Det var de vackraste ord jag hört. Och nu vill jag säga detsamma.